You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the B-side. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Andrews, looking for a job.
Which mic are you on over there, Alex?
I'm on the blue one.
Yeah, you sure?
It has a little blue taggy on the cable. Down here.
And it was not turned on. Try now? Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know this had an on-off switch.
Yeah, it's not your fault. They shouldn't be turned off. So whoever was in here last was probably messing around with them, which was not good. Anyways, how you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty good. Excited to be back on the air, broadcasting my thoughts and my feelings to all of you gentle folk out there.
You having a good semester so far?
Yeah, I'm only taking 3 classes, and I'm not stuck taking 4 CS courses, so that's nice. What about you?
Yeah, I'm only in 1 CS class, so it's not too bad.
Is it the UI one?
Yeah, it's pretty easy so far. So
learning some useful information.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely really cool. It's definitely interesting.
So. Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
We got some cool songs for you up right now. Well, let's start with one of Alex's. What do you want to start with?
Well, I don't know what songs I put on there. And Spotify is still launching on my computer. Did you add your songs?
It's actually not collaborative, so I don't think I can add them.
Oh, so if you I'll change that right away.
I mean, I have some of mine, so it's cool. But
let's start with Moonbeam by Passion Pit. It's a pretty casual song. I don't really like Passion Pit, but I like this one.
All right. Here we go.
Let's see.
And we're back.
Wait, that was it?
That was it. That was the whole song, Alex.
That might not have been the song I thought it was.
Yeah.
But whatever, I still liked it.
It was like a minute and a half long, and it was all instrumental. But yeah. I liked it. It was cool. I know quite a bit of Passion Pit. I haven't listened to that album, though. That's the newest one, so
yeah.
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't like his singing style, I guess I could say.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of an acquired taste, I'd say.
Yeah. Are you going to play a song now?
Sure. We're really jumping into these songs back to back. I guess we're already 14 minutes in, but
yeah, you know, we started. Well, we don't even have that many songs on the playlist, so we could talk. We could chat.
Oh yeah.
Want to explain your shirt? I've seen it.
My shirt? Oh, okay. Actually, yeah, and it'll tie into the next song.
Oh.
In an interesting way. Do you know? My shirt says "Scoops Ahoy, Ice Cream Parlor." My brother got it for me for my birthday. Shout out to my brother.
And happy birthday, Matt Gerber, 21 years old.
21 years young, yes.
Oh, young? You still feel young?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess so. Do you know what the shirt?
Yes, I do. You do I just nodded like people could see me, like, oh, yeah. But
It's from the show Stranger Things, if you guys watch Stranger Things.
Alex, season 3.
You see season 3?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Now, watched it on my train ride home every day from work for like however long it took me.
Oh. What'd you think of season 3 compared to the other seasons?
I think season 1 was still the best.
Yeah.
A lot of the character decisions in season 3 didn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, why did no one talk to each other?
Yeah, it kind of, when they took, so this is now a Stranger Things podcast, I guess. So if you've seen it, you know, you understand.
Yeah, if not, skip ahead to the watermark on the video.
Yeah, they took out Dustin for a lot of the season, and he was kind of doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool, but then, like, it felt like the kids weren't together, so that was a little odd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the second season was my favorite, and I think the third was my least favorite.
But. Yeah, same. Also, you know, third season, these kids have all experienced traumatic events,
uh-huh.
and they all run around like life is Daisy Town. I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely... agree. Yeah, I watched the It movie. Have you seen either of the It movies? No,
I'm too scared.
I watched them both last week because I wanted to see the second one, so I watched the first one. And I felt the same thing about that one, where, like, these kids are going through all these traumatic experiences, probably more so in that, because it's like, well, I don't know. I mean, they all kind of make it out okay, I suppose.
But, yeah.
And they seem kind of unfazed by it at the end.
Yeah, just like, oh, we're kids, we're going to go play baseball.
Yeah, and then they have to, the second one, they're adults, they have to come back to the town, and yeah. I wouldn't be going back there. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Those kids, man, you know, kids are resilient, I guess. I don't know, if, like, the Demogorgon came for me, I'd be like, the S word that ends with a T.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the next song.
So the next song, interestingly enough, is by one of the people in Stranger Things, Joe Keery of, he plays, oh God, what the guy, one of the...
Oh, Hare?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know his real name, but people call him
Steve Harrington.
Steve Harrington.
Yeah, so he used to be in a band called Post Animal.
Ooh.
But he's not in the band anymore. I don't think he was in it very long because he got, I guess, famous or whatever. He's
being an actor.
Doing his actor stuff. But now he's putting out his own music under the name Joe with a silent D at the beginning.
Well, how would you know it's a silent D at the beginning?
Well, I guess it could be DeJo, but his name is Joe Keery, so I figured it's pronounced Joe.
Joe. It's like kind of like dojo.
Yeah, I guess it could be dojo. That's true. I didn't even think about that.
I had a question. Oh, season 3. I liked him a lot better in season 3 than in the previous seasons.
Yeah, he was cool. I feel like they make him really likable.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah,
you go back and watch the first season, he is really mean.
Yeah.
Especially to Jonathan Byers. He like throws his camera on the ground and everything. It's,
yeah.
You know, but then he kind of comes around, which I like.
Yeah.
But yeah, he makes music, and he put out an album last week, and it's pretty good.
All right,
and this is probably my favorite song off that album called Flash Mountain,
off the album 2020.
Yep, just like you and me, class of 2020. Do you consider yourself class of 2020?
No, I'm 2019, because I'll graduate in December. So,
that's true. Yeah,
gang signs up.
Did you walk in graduation yet?
No,
no,
no. Okay. I didn't even go. I like kind of fell asleep. I was like, oh, it's too late. I don't want to show up late.
So you're going to walk with us? With me?
No, I'll walk. They have a winter thing. Although, I think you can come back and do it again if you really want to, but maybe I'll come back for senior week and then just hang out with you and like the two other seniors I know.
You should do that. It'd be fun. All right, so this is the song Flash Mountain by Joe.
I'm actually excited to hear this.
getting you up there.
All right, that was Flash Mountain by Joe.
I thought it was... I didn't like the vocalization very much, but I did like the psychedelic rock aspects.
Yeah, he's got a weird way of kind of singing, especially on a lot of his other songs. It's like really strange. I kind of dig it. I don't know.
Kind of dig it?
But he, Joe Keery, again, in the news recently for this haircut he got. I can pull it up over here.
Oh, on the big screen.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea how to spell his name.
I don't know that I do either, actually. I think I do, but...
Well, you can guess.
So he's kind of known for, like, his long hair, because that's what he had in the show.
Yeah.
But now, he's got this going on.
This bowl cut
thing. It's like a really choppy bowl cut. And he has kind of a really bad mustache in the front there.
What do you think, guys? Weird.
What's your opinion?
It's like a lot different. I don't understand. Maybe he's going for some kind of artsy look. Like trying to reinvigorate his career after Stranger Things is over. Yeah. That's what it's all about these days, is creating attention to yourself in order to get, you know, big promotions and people talking about you.
Yeah, I gotta say, I don't hate it. I don't know. A lot of people hate it. Everyone on the internet seems to hate this haircut, but
like, I don't care. Like, that's my opinion. I just don't care. you're really going on a deep dive. You're on like 20 images down.
Yeah, and they're all the same picture too. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, but that's too much. This is a picture with him with the long hair. It's too much.
With basically the what are those things? Not rat tails.
It's kind of like a mullet, I guess.
A mullet, yeah. It's very mullety.
Yeah, that's too much.
But I think like his character, you know, in Stranger Things, kind of had to have that hairstyle to fit the tone. Oh, side note. I saw this play, well, it's a musical called Be More Chill.
Oh, I heard about that.
It's whatever.
Was it good?
No, not really.
What was it about?
It's about like nerdy people, and then all the nerdy people who are like the really nerdy people are like, oh my god, in the crowd, and then I'm just like, okay. And then at the end, the guy who plays the toothless kid came out and sang a song from the play, and it was okay. And it also turns out that the play is from the local theater near my house, and I had no idea because I don't go to local theater.
Yeah.
But I did see it on Broadway.
Oh. It's like on Broadway? Broadway?
Yeah.
Like,
But I think it's going to end soon because it's not doing as well as they hoped it would. Mm. Like, it's very big among like a very set group of people, but most people don't want to see it.
Yeah.
It had one really good scene, though. And that's it. And also the guy who did that scene was the understudy of like the guy who normally plays the other character.
Yeah.
And, but it was, I was like, wow. Just make the play this scene, and it would be good.
Yeah, I think one of my friends from home saw that over the summer. But yeah,
was it you?
It was not me.
And no. You're afraid of contesting my theater knowledge?
No.
Have you ever seen Broadway?
Yeah.
What have you seen?
Well, back when my uncle used to live in New York, we went to see a lot of Broadway shows. We saw Wicked. We saw. The first Broadway play I ever saw actually was Mary Poppins on Broadway, which was actually not with my uncle, but
I saw that too.
Oh yeah, what did you think of that?
I don't know. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's the same. I remember really liking it at the time. I'm sure I really like it now. I saw the new movie recently.
I have not.
The Mary Poppins Returns.
Uh-huh.
That was good. I like that a lot.
Is that set like in modern times?
Yeah.
So that all the kids have cell phones and they're babysat by YouTube.
They're like old, and she comes back, and it's the kids are the adults.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
What are the, have you seen a lot of Broadway shows?
Yeah, well, my dad votes in the Tonys, so he sees really? All of them.
How do you get to vote in the Tonys?
I don't know, be an important Broadway man.
Your dad is an important Broadway man?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, that's what he does.
I had no idea.
Makes decisions.
What did he think of the one that you saw over the summer?
Be More Chill, he hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He hated it. Not his cup of tea.
Yeah. You see, another one I saw with my uncle is that Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
I did not see that.
That was really good.
Yeah, my mom saw that.
Yeah.
I read the book, though, in high school.
Oh, yeah?
For, like, class.
Yeah.
What, were you touched?
I really liked the play, yeah. It was cool. The way they did it was really neat.
What happens in the end of that play? Or at the end of the movie book?
I honestly don't remember. It was a good number of years ago.
I just remember the kid had the rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
there's like there's a dog next well, that's the yeah. dog in the nighttime, but
yeah.
There was the I can't remember the name of it right now. The cheerleading there was a it was like the music was done by the same guy who did Hamilton. It's about cheerleading. Bring It On. Oh my god, yeah, Bring It On.
That was on Broadway?
Yeah, it was really good. That's probably favorite Broadway show I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah. That was really fun.
Were you inspired to like join the cheer team?
No, I was not.
Oh, that's
but it was like I almost watched the movie. I guess I didn't watch the movie, but then I heard the movies weren't great and there's like five of them.
Yeah, I just remember seeing like the commercials. It's like Bring It On 5.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know if I wanna yeah.
Have you seen those movies where it's I forget the lady's face name, but it's like their singing group and
Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect. Have you seen those movies?
Yeah, I've seen the first two.
Are they any good?
The first one is awesome. The second one is not good, I don't think. And I never saw the third one because of that. I think the first one is like a classic.
Okay, so I should see that?
Like a modern classic. Like, it's really funny.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like seeing the commercials, especially for the later ones. It's just kind of, what is this? Also, why are there German advertisements, PSAs? Is this from last semester?
I did not print those out last semester. You have some other ones here that we can read in a little bit. But why don't we go into the next song, Alex?
All right. I want to play My Favorite Fish by Gus Dapperton.
This is a great song. I know this song, and I enjoy it a lot.
Also from near my hometown. I guess he's like probably like three towns over, maybe. I think he's from Long Branch. I can Google it, but it doesn't matter. He's from the middle New Jersey area.
I realize I never logged that last song. Sorry for all you audio listeners out there. Or listeners, there's no other way to listen to this besides audio. You know what I'm talking about. If you're listening online, sorry, and I didn't log the last song. All right, so here's the next one. My Favorite Fish by Gus Dapperton.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
My mic's still on, by the way.
Soft-spoken, chipper and choking, just really the way, cause she can mimic the motions of accents, sprightly and spastic. She said jeopardy is fake, my love, live life like it's practice. Back on the skin, the scenery, back on the blue that I'm speeding through. Back at the work, I'm parking, it hurts my knees. Back to the skin in the scenery, back to the blue that I'm seeing. I'm dressed for the night, but it was nice for me. Soft-spoken, chipper and choking, just really the way, cause she can mimic the motions of accents, sprightly and spastic. She said jeopardy is fake, my love, if that back is pregnant. Back on the weekend, the weekly, back on the shoot where I'm seeing you. Back at the work, a talk and it hurts my teeth. truth. I broke through the night, so you were nice to me. Soft spoken, chipper and choking. Just believe the way you shake and mimic the motions of faxes. Sprightly and spastic, she said.
After that wonderful song, I have nothing else to say. Mac Rover, take over.
Oh boy. All right, we're gonna jump right into the next song. This one goes out to my parents, who are both listening, so thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Gerber.
Thank you. This is the brand new Weezer song. It's from their upcoming album called Van Weezer, which is like a Van Halen inspired album. Which I think you can definitely hear in this song. And this song is called The End of the Game. It's the lead single from that album. Any thoughts on any of that, Alex?
No, I don't know. Weezer, woo!
Do you like Weezer?
I used to like Weezer. I don't know. I haven't really been into their new stuff. I wasn't about Africa. I think Toto did it way better. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love a lot of their music. Uh-huh. They have so much music, though.
That is true.
And, like, some of it's just not good. Yeah. But a lot of it is really good. That's the thing. It's like...
You have to pick through.
Yeah, but, like, there's so much there that, like, even if you just take the good stuff, there's still a lot there.
Okay.
But their last album, the Black Album, not good.
Not good.
Not good. But they're coming back. I like this new song. So...
They're going back.
I mean, I liked some songs off the Black Album, but it was disappointing.
As a total, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so this is the new Weezer song. I hope you all enjoy it.
I hope you all enjoy it. You would crank this song.
All right, we are back. That was The End of the Game by Weezer.
I thought that was... Well, we didn't really hear much of it because we were talking, but I thought it was good from what I heard.
Nice. I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's a fun song. What's your next song, Alex?
I think it's going to be Engine by Neutral Milk Hotel. All
right.
It's just something I saw on my like list. I don't really know exactly what this song is. I don't know. I have very split feelings about Neutral Milk Hotel. I really used to not like them, but recently they've caught my ear.
All right, let's give it a listen. All right, that was Engine by Neutral Milk Hotel. Reminded me, you know,
I do.
I don't remember the name of the band, so that's not helping me.
No idea of their songs? Never mind. Oh, okay.
I mean, I definitely, it reminded me of a band that I can't think of the name of, but it's kind of a popular band, so it'll come to me.
Okay. Like, just guess.
It's like a late 90s, early 2000s band. No, maybe just early 2000s. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. This is very exciting content for all of you listeners out there. Sorry about that.
Well, I can talk. You know, in my life recently, I've been hanging out, studying Spanish.
Oh, yeah? How's Spanish going?
Yo hablo español minimal. I don't know if minimal is Spanish for minimal, but...
I don't know either.
Oh, Oh, porque tu studio Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You studied Japanese.
Oh, I did, yeah.
To a studio. Did you take 2 semesters of Japanese?
Yeah, I did the 2 semesters of elementary Japanese. And then there's the advanced one.
What can you say?
I could say Ohayo gozaimasu.
Which means?
Like, hello. It's like hello, how are you?
Can you say anything else?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Elugar
Pinutsu. I can still read it, though, actually. Oh, which really? Is, yeah, like, I mean, I took it over a year ago at this point. And I mean, I know, like, random vocabulary and stuff like that. But,
okay.
It's very hard.
Yeah,
I imagine. But I can still read it pretty well, actually, which is interesting. I mean, I guess it wasn't that long ago.
Uh-huh.
Modest Mouse. That was the name of the band that I was thinking of.
Okay. Not really, but okay.
All right, we got about 15 minutes left. Thank you for everyone tuning in. Appreciate it.
Are we going to skip doing a PSA? I can read this.
Oh, yeah, why don't you... don't read the one in German. Read an English one.
Well, I can read it. Oh. Actually, you want to hoop for the... Clement Hathaway still on the... Does he do a radio station?
Yeah, he's on our board, technically.
Maybe he did this because he was like, I love Germany. All right, I'll read this for you guys. Diskussionen Fragen zu Antje Strubel's Gärter Schichten der Luft zu der Sitzung warm. Auf welche Weise nimmt Siri Antjes Körper als dein eines Jungen wahr? Was für eine körperliche Umdeutung findet er statt? Findet eine solche Umdeutung überhaupt statt? Und was bedeutet es, wenn Strubel die Andrew/Schmoll-Figur sagen lässt? Ich stand unter diesem verworfenen Dach in diesem bei eingefrorenen Haus in einem blagen Streifen Hemd und war froh ihn zu haben. Schmoll, diesen Jungen, der nach nicht mit einer Frau geschlafen hatte. Struben, Galter, Schichten der Luft, 166 through 169. Was heißt das, dass Anna Anja Schmoll hat, weil gestalt sich ein solches Abend.
All right.
And I'm going to stop there.
What was that? Wait, you want to translate that for us, Alex?
You know, it's just kind of talking about these different things. You know, they're talking about, you know, the one guy says this line and he doesn't get a response back. And I think it might be a quote from Galter Schützen der Luft 166-169. And then he says, was heißt das? And that means, like, maybe what is that? Yeah.
All right.
So, pretty good.
Tune in next week for a PSA in English. But our German listeners really like that one. So we've been getting a lot of requests.
We've been hearing, listening in.
Yeah.
We're getting our...
The German community. They've been reaching out to us.
Is the line busy right now with how many German
people? I can't even pick it up. It's so busy. All right. Let's move into our next song. This is by a band called The Regrets. Do you know The Regrets, Alex?
I don't think so, but I'll click on their profile.
Well, you're going to regret it if you don't listen to them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people think I'm not cool enough. Their Spotify profile image is very angsty and like, we're so cool and you're not.
What is it? Let me see.
See, it's the three women and the man. And they're all wearing makeup and stuff.
Yeah, I guess they're sort of... I don't know. They're all like 18, so like, they're not...
All think they're really cool.
I guess. They're really good. They just released their second album about a month and a half ago. It's awesome. You should check it out. It's called How Do You Love?
August 9th, 2019.
It's really good.
Have you listened to their other albums?
I have. I think the new one is their better one. Their other one's great too, but this is their song called Dress Up, and it's really good. I hope you like it as much as we do.
Well, you do. I don't know if I'll...
Alex may or may not like it. Give me a report afterwards. We'll see.
I see like two explicit songs, so...
Here we go. Yeah, this is not one of them.
Okay, good.
Don't worry about that. Here we go. Welcome back. That was Dress Up by The Regrets.
Very poppy.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Dance and I don't know.
It's one of their more poppy songs, I guess you could say.
Do they have like any angsty vibes? I feel like a lot of bands now are angsty.
Like some of their songs are a little bit like, I don't even know if I would say heavier. They're not really heavy, but they're a little bit more so.
Uh-huh.
But they're really good.
Okay.
They're I'm not a fan of when people are like, oh man, they're like when bands are like all like kids and things like that, they're like, oh, this band is so good because they're only like 12 or whatever. Kinda suck, but they're like kids, so it's like, oh, they're really good because they're kids. Like, I don't know. I don't think it makes it like better music just because they are.
Yeah.
Just because it's more impressive that they're so young.
Uh-huh.
But these people, I think, are both. They're like, also, they're really young. Like, they started the band when they're like 15.
Uh-huh.
And now they're like all like almost 20 or whatever.
So they're not that young anymore.
Yeah, but they're still really good and really talented. But it's also, I don't know. It's not just like that they're like impressive because they're, I don't know.
Fresh new faces gotta aspire to be them.
They opened for 21 Pilots this past fall.
Huh.
That was big. That was big for them.
That will help you out.
Yeah, that's how I heard of them.
Was that at the concert you're at, or
no? It wasn't actually, but I just kind of, I like to see who's, it was when they were abroad last winter, and happened to see that they were open for, I was like, oh, let me check this out. So
you stay any concerts over the summer?
I did. I actually saw 21 Pilots again in May.
Okay.
Who opened for them? Bare Hands. Not good.
Not good. Okay. Nah.
Right. Went with my mom, actually. And
shout out.
Yeah. And she just not a fan of Bare Hands. they really were not very good.
Okay.
I think their music is okay, but their show was very boring.
Or they just like not good, no stage presence.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like kind of weak. Okay. So I saw Walk the Moon, if you know Walk the Moon.
I do know Walk the Moon.
Saw them with my brother in July.
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah. How about you? Any good concerts over the summer?
I don't think I did. No, I didn't do. I don't think I did any live. I didn't really do that much over the summer.
Yeah.
I was thinking. I almost went to a heavy metal bluegrass band.
Oh yeah.
One night while I was up in Vermont, but I was at the Ben and Jerry's factory tour with my girlfriend and my best friend from back home, so we took like a trip just us up into Vermont, and then I spun around a lot on like the spinny thing, like they had like a playground, and then I got really sick. Oh, and then we had to go home.
Oh man.
Yeah, we could have seen heavy metal bluegrass, but
that's got to be something.
Yeah. Like the band, like they seem kind of interesting. I don't know, I think it would have been an experience to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have 4 minutes.
Yeah, do we have we got any more songs, or was that it on the playlist?
I think I've
got one more.
We got Cadmium by Pine Grove.
All right.
Have you heard Pine Grove? You probably heard Pine Grove. They're kind of famous.
I think I've heard of them, yeah. Is this a song I would know?
I don't know. Well, it is off their more popular album. Like, I don't even know how many albums. Oh, they had a new album out August 20th, 2019. I'll have to listen to that. Well, right. I could go see them in tour. Okay, cool.
All right, so we're gonna sign off before this song, I guess.
Okay.
So you wanna do it? Yeah, I always read it.
Well, they're gonna read it in like 5 minutes. But
yeah, but
whatever.
You're supposed to read it at the end of your show.
Oh. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. The FCC rules state that the station ID must be announced every hour, as close to the start of the hour as possible, at a natural programming break. Most college radio stations announce their station ID every 30 minutes. This has been, I guess, the B-side with Matt Gerber and Alexander Andrews. Website, wjrh.org, where if you're listening, you're probably listening.
Thank you for all who tuned in, and we'll catch you next week. Here's our last song.
Was walking with my neck out, some ways I wish I was walking with my neck out, some ways that I wish that I was out on the bevel sound. It sounds like everything else, you'll know it when you hear it, 'cause you know the way my voice felt. Ignore my tone and everything I sing, I sing for me. Ignore the phone on your bed, it rings, it rings, it rings. Shirt collar ringing me out, my collarbone got all red. Already severing probes, I'll roast, I'll sing instead. I hold you, put your neck out, tell me the ways you wish you were. Keep your confidence sound, your hook, my spur. So when I went to hang out, I hung behind your eyes. My eyes still flicker down quickly, or I can't decide. I'm tapped out, don't it always seem to go that you could hold it right in your hands, collapse and still not know. In your hands, collapse and still not know. with everybody I know. I got no temper for that. I send you this cadmium red one, every layer I shed, and I shed one layer for this. Say what it is, it's so impossible, but if I just say what it is, it tends. So